The debate about abortion is typically centered on a woman's right to choose whether to undergo the procedure or whether the government has the duty and obligation to deny that right. But one writer has attracted a lot of attention and arguments for approaching the subject in what, at least at this point, is an extremely unconventional way. At its core, her question is, what about the responsibility that men carry? After all, without the physical contribution of a man during sex, a woman wouldn't get pregnant. That writer is Gabrielle Stanley Blair, and her upcoming book is called Ejaculate Responsibly, A Whole New Way to Think About Abortion. And she's with me to talk about it. And for sensitive listeners, this conversation will feature what some may consider to be frank talk about sex. Gabrielle, considering that what men are physically releasing can lead to pregnancy, it will seem illogical to a lot of people if the subject of your book doesn't come up more frequently.
It is absolutely maddening to me. And I say this as a mother of six. I have had six pregnancies. I know how pregnancies are caused. I know all about that. And it is amazing to me that I was, you know, into my 40s before I really considered the idea that, like, whoa, why is all this work on the shoulder of women? Like, why aren't men getting vasectomies very commonly? Far more women get tubal ligations than men get vasectomies, yet it's a much easier, simpler procedure for men. Or just even condoms compared to female birth control, which you have to get a prescription for and a doctor visit and a medical exam and have to keep up your prescription and take a pill daily or go get a shot every quarter or all sorts of different maintenance things, versus a condom, which you only use right when you're going to have sex. That's it. Only on the days you're going to have sex. It's so much easier. No prescription, available 24 hours, essentially free in lots of places. And it's just such a stark difference. And yet we've just decided everything's on women. And I mean, I think it's a cultural thing. I think some of it is because up until fairly recently in the history of the world, we couldn't identify any particular man as the father of any particular person. We didn't have paternity tests. We just didn't have that kind of thing. And so a man at any point could say, yeah, no, that's not mine. That baby's not mine, and walk away. And there was really nothing the women could do about it. That has changed with paternity tests. And I think that is helping us shift our views on really what's happening and that men are causing pregnancies and that it still is common for men to walk away, sadly.
How do we reset the culture? How do we make it so there are a few unwanted pregnancies?
Happily, we have seen some success with this. I'm thinking particularly of Colorado, who did a program where, introduced a program where they were giving free birth control options and really ramping up sex ed for students. And they saw a 50% increase, I believe it's even more than 50%, maybe only slightly more, but of abortion and unwanted pregnancy. And that's huge. That's huge. And that was just it wasn't even like a program that went on for years and years. And I think how much more effective it could be if it really became part of a culture in every state that children are getting fact-based sex education throughout high school, even in junior high, you know, age-appropriate stuff, even in elementary school, age-appropriate stuff. That's usually where we started anyway, is around fifth grade in the public schools. So if that was like, if there was just a focus on that, that would be huge. If we could be discussing openly that sperm causes pregnancy, that this isn't magic, you know, if people control their sperm, you're not going to get unwanted pregnancies, that would be amazing. And that has to be a public campaign in the same way we got people to stop smoking, where we're really just speaking frankly about this is what's happening and this is what you need to do. If that was available, if free birth control was widely available for everyone who wanted to use it, I think we'd see a huge decrease. I feel like we know we would see that based on not just Colorado, but what we can see in other countries who have these programs.
And you are not saying in any way, as you said, you have six children. You are not saying in any way people should have less sex. They should just have more responsible, smarter sex and realize where fertility comes from and how it works.
100%. I'm actually a big fan of sex. I hope people get to have happy, healthy sex lives. I wish that for everyone in the world. But, you know, we know now we have options. We have birth control options. I mean, men even have a built-in birth control option with the pullout, which I know is sort of a joke. And in practice can be not very effective if you don't do it the right way. But if you do learn to do it the right way, which could be taught if we wanted to, it's like 96% effective. That's a pretty great backup to a condom or to the pill or to any other birth control. And it truly is something that humans have control of. We've just never asked men to deal with it. We just never have.
For a while, to watch a sporting event on television, which I would tend to do, there will be ads for Viagra and its competitors showing how virile men continue to be. And yet, when we talk about your fertility and the numbers that you have, what were you thinking when you'd see or hear about things like Viagra, those sorts of products, to keep men virile when the fertility is also already causing challenges?
Look, I wish everyone a happy and healthy sex life. So if men want to use Viagra, I'm in favor for sure. What is discouraging to me is that just how much we prioritize the male experience during sex. Even the development of Viagra, as they were testing this drug, they found out it worked for impotence accidentally. At the same time, they also found out it worked to offer pain relief for women who are having menstrual cramps. But they chose not to continue that area of development, that area of study, and focused only on the men and the help that it was giving them. And it's such a good example of prioritizing pleasure for men over, you know, the opportunity to like relieve pain for women, that the focus of pleasure for men is really something we prioritize. And it's the way kind of we think about sex. We just have this focus on the idea that like sex is for men, and the pleasure of sex is for men, and that for women, well, they might experience pleasure, maybe not, doesn't really matter. Like it's like, we don't even talk about that. Thankfully it's changing. We're seeing more and more people talk about that and hopefully teach their children that this is supposed to be a positive experience for both partners, for everyone involved. But it just hasn't been that way. And I just hope that we can really discuss and talk about this stuff, frankly, because it improves everyone's lives, both men and women.
Do you think that the decision on the Supreme Court is going to lead to more people thinking about this issue in the ways that you broach it?
I hope so. I mean, this is the reality. The conversations we have had for decades about abortion are totally unproductive. They're just frustrating. They're a waste of time. They're a waste of everybody's time. And we really need to approach this in a new way. We need to think about this in a new way. And I feel like this is a way to do it that really bypasses all the drama and emotion around wondering when life begins and wanting to, you know, philosophize about that and talking about prevention, which is so common sense that anyone can get on board with the idea of, hey, maybe we should have more responsible sex. Maybe we should prevent these unwanted pregnancies. That doesn't feel emotional. That doesn't feel like you're having a life or death conversation. It's just so much easier to talk about it. And I think people are desperate for a new way to talk about abortion. It's just maddening how you just go in circles anytime I'm having a conversation with someone about this until you shift the conversation to prevention. And then suddenly we're making progress. We're in agreement. We can talk about this.
That is Gabrielle Stanley Blair. She's the author of the forthcoming book, Ejaculate Responsibly, A Whole New Way to Think About Abortion. Gabrielle, thanks so much for the conversation.
Steve, thank you.